1128 Jocks 94.5, Pat Smith, Langell Roberts, John Saber, Conrad Van Order. Iron Bowl week here on Jocks 94.5. You can hear the game Saturday right here. I want to tell everybody about Drain Right Guttering, 205-664-9828. I was out there yesterday afternoon getting the leaves up off my backyard, and I noticed some of my neighbors, they got debris, they've got limbs, they've got leaves, and they also do not have coverings on their gutters. And I've been telling them, you need to call 205-664-9828, drainrightguttering.com. That's the website. Drain Right Guttering, the exclusive distributor of Gutter Glove Pro Gutter Guards. For a free quote, go to drainrightguttering.com. Do not let that debris on your roof or those leaves cause damage to the most important, the biggest investment you're ever going to have, and that's your home. So drainrightguttering.com, 205-664-9828.
Well, Mike Rodak alluded to it. He teased it. This is Coach P, presented by our friends at Pat's Archery and Outdoors.
They said, what?
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are.
You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
Damn sick and tired of getting out rebounded. 25 offensive rebounds. First time we block out, we get called for a damn block out.
And now, Pat's Archery brings you Coach Speak.
All you need for gun season is at Pat's Archery. They're going to have you ready with the Christensen Ridgeline and Ridgeline FFT rifles, optics, including Vortex and Leupold, offering 12-month same-as-cash financing. Pat's Archery and Outdoors, Highway 78 in Jasper, or at patsarchery.com. Lane Kiffin, after his Ole Miss Rebels, let's be frank, just got their butts kicked in Fayetteville on Saturday. Here's the exchange, and of course, the reporter has to ask him about Auburn.
With the reports out there that you're Auburn's number one target, I know that's a lot of noise, but what does the future hold for you? What does the future hold for Ole Miss?
Yeah, fair question. Like I said, I love being here. I don't want to look to next year already with a game, regular season game, but this is not one of those years where you say, oh, we're going to lose all these guys. There's a lot of people coming back, a lot of new guys offensively especially. So very excited about the future. So I don't know all that stuff out there, number one and stuff. Maybe they watch the first half, it wouldn't be number one anymore. I'm not really not there.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin, finding a way to smile. I guess you can when you're down 42-6, and you've kind of already put that one to bed, even though Ole Miss was able to score 21 fourth quarter points. So do we get an announcement? If we do, whether he's staying or whether he's going, they play the Egg Bowl 6 o'clock at home on Thursday. Do we get an announcement Friday? Do we get it Saturday after the Iron Bowl? Do we get Sunday, or does it go into next week? But speaking of the future, the Black Friday inventory clearance sale is on this week at Pat's Archery and Outdoors. Guns, rifles, hunting gear, tons of merchandise on sale. I'd rather sell it than count it. Oh, I know that. Doing inventory. Whew. During the Black Friday inventory clearance sale this week at Pat's Archery and Outdoors, Highway 78 in Jasper. How about Nick Saban? All he's thinking about is the next game, the process. Beating Austin Peay 34-0. Here's Nick Saban.
I was really pleased with the way that the team came out and played today. Thought we controlled the line of scrimmage and, you know, had over 500 yards of total offense. They only had 200 yards or something like that. Defense got a couple of really key stops after we turned the ball over a couple times in the first quarter in the red zone. So it's always great to get a shutout. Like to have scored more points. We got to play a lot of players. I thought Jace McClellan played really well. Burton had a really good day today, and thought Bryce did a nice job. So all in all, we wanted to build on the momentum of, you know, how we came back and played at the end of last week's game. And, you know, obviously that's something that I thought we did a good job of today. So it wasn't perfect. We had some guys out, but other guys got opportunity to get experience, and I think that's probably a good thing for our team.
That was Nick Saban after a victory. He talked about the defense. Did you realize this? That right now, the Alabama's defense is currently number two in the SEC. They finished number two last year in total defense in the SEC. The year before that, when they actually won the national championship, they were third in the SEC.
Yeah, number two. Because they're just a bunch of poo on defense is what they are. They're terrible. Fire that guy. Fire him. Why does he still have a job?
So we'll see if Pete Golding will survive. The people that I talked to, this is not going to make a lot of people happy. The people I talked to in Tuscaloosa, they don't anticipate
Pete Golding going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Mike Rodak talked about it. Well, I don't really evaluate them publicly. And then he goes on. And by the way, he's a hell of a recruiter.
Yes, he is.
He is a hell of a recruiter. So before you want to throw him out, unless you want to keep him on the staff, is this your chief recruiting liaison or whatever? Pete Golding, and I've talked to a lot of coaches that have crossed his path from other schools. They do not like going up against Pete Golding.
So as we continue with coach speak.
Oh, why? I just really went out of my
way. Why'd you get rid of that?
I don't know. I feel bad about his kid going to school.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Cool. No one is. His dad apparently is terrible. That's what
Brian Harsin's kid?
No. Oh. Apparently, Pete Golding's kids.
Oh.
So I told you last hour about that conspiracy theory that was out there that's going on with Jeremy Banks, the linebacker for Tennessee. Remember I told you about that?
Mm-hmm.
About supposedly he stepped on the power tee there in the locker room, and the kangaroo court on the team told him he was going to have to do some push-ups or run stadiums or whatever.
Leadership council or the accountability council.
And he basically told them to, you know,
go walk pound off sand.
Yeah, whatever. And apparently Hinton Hooker had a problem with it, and then Milton slugged him. That's the conspiracy theory.
I like that. That's teamwork.
And that's why Jeremy Banks was not there.
But if he broke his jaw, I mean, he's not going to be suiting up, right?
Well, just let me get to this coach speak.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he got wound up over Golding.
I know, and he's just excited now.
He's
worried about the guy got his jaw wired up for the Vandy game.
Milkshakes for you on Thanksgiving.
Josh Heupel, moments ago, his weekly press conference. This is what Josh Heupel had to say about this conspiracy. What is going on Rocky Top?
There's a lot of speculation about Jeremy Banks. I'm hoping you can just add some clarity to this. Did he get in an altercation with a teammate? Was he suspended for the South Carolina game? Is he available for Vandy?
We anticipate Jeremy being with us here this week. And as far as what transpired and those type of things, at the end of the day, he wasn't available this Saturday.
I'm just reading between the lines here. But
toting that whipped ass to Vandy.
I think he got whipped in the locker room. That's what I think. Because if not, why would he say, oh, that's just ridiculous? No, that's not what happened.
Golly.
He just wasn't available.
If he was a receiver, now that Joe Milton is going to be the starting quarterback, that would be weird. Of course, Joe Milton, he tries to kill people with a football anyways when he throws
my
it.
My goodness.
Yeah, very, very interesting, to say the least. Auburn's run game, it was pretty good. Not quite 300 yards, but you had two running backs in Tank Bigsby and Jarquez Hunter. Go for over 100 yards. Jarquez Hunter, actually a pass, well-thrown pass to Coy Moore in the end zone on the trick play for 20 yards. Cadillac Williams, coach Carnell Williams of Auburn, after the game and what he thought about that duo.
That's music to my ears now. You know, to be able to see them guys feed off each other. And to be a former player that once lived that life, I could see running out there, running hard, make a great play. I was so happy and excited for him. But boy, I wanted action too. Just made me want to go out there and run that harder. And I told Tank when we signed Jarquez. And I seen him out a couple of days. I say, hey, 27 gonna be the best thing to happen to you. Not saying that, you know, other guys can't play, but to have a young man like Jarquez Hunter who confident in himself, that's bold, that work his tail off, workaholic, that want to get better, it rubs off in that whole room. Guys are workaholic. Guys, character is A1. Like, it don't get too much better than that young man. Selfless. Team guy. Just ran a 35-yard touchdown and right back on kickoff. Just quiet. Go about his business. Work his tail off. I love to see them two guys rumbling, man. Love it. I love that one-two punch. Love it.
They're going to need a lot of that on Saturdays. 21-point underdogs heading into the Iron Bowl there in Tuscaloosa. That is Coach Speak. Once again, the Black Friday inventory clearance sale is on this week at Pat's Archery and Outdoors. Guns, rifles, hunting gear, tons of merchandise on sale. They would rather sell it than count it during the Black Friday inventory clearance sale this week at Pat's Archery and Outdoors, Highway 78 in Jasper. What coaches are going to be firmly on the hot seat to begin the 2023 season? Pat asks the question next, and Pat ponders.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.